the program for Monday, Vadas. Good morning. Welcome to Truth for the Day. Here it is Monday, and we're starting another week already, and we're still up on this great theme of first things first. If we're really sincere and conscientious about our religion, we will find this certainly will challenge us and make us want to get things as they should be in our lives. First things first. Priorities, things of importance, must precede, come before others. And that's what we're talking about. Today I call your attention to a scripture in 1 Timothy chapter 2, verse 1. Listen to the Apostle Paul as he writes to this young preacher. I exhort, therefore, that first of all, supplications, prayers, intercessions, and giving of thanks be made for all men. This is fitting, and it's true any way that we choose to look at it. Whether Paul used first of all to mean first in the sense of things dealt with in order in this epistle, first in reference to importance or worship or what have you, all are true. To pray, to honor God, to seek His will first in this personal way is in keeping with all we have found out so far about first things first. Someone has very aptly said, until a Christian has prayed, the most important thing that a Christian can do is to pray. How we need to honor God, thank God, and pray to Him for wisdom and guidance. Then we can move on into that which we have to do with more confidence and assurance that God is with us and that we have done the right thing. The Lord Jesus fasted and He prayed before entering into His public ministry. He prayed before He chose His disciples. He prayed before His crucifixion. And what an experience of prayer that was in the Garden of Gethsemane. There was prayer that went before the coming of the Holy Spirit and the establishment of the church in Acts 2. There was prayer and fasting before Christian workers were sent out from Antioch in Acts chapter 13. This was likewise true with the setting aside of elders in local churches as Paul and Barnabas went to various places. Paul, in almost all of his epistles, mentions first that he is praying for them in one way or another. To the Christians at Rome, he wrote in Romans 1:8, he says, first, I thank my God through Jesus Christ for you all. We only have to turn to epistle after epistle, the first part of each chapter, and Paul says that he is first praying for them. 1 Corinthians 1:4, Ephesians 1, verses 15 through 17, Philippians 1, 3 through 5, Colossians 1:3, 1 Thessalonians 1:2, 2 Thessalonians 1:3, 2 Timothy 1:3. And so, book after book, Paul says that he is first praying for them. The early Christians were described and characterized in 2 Timothy 2:22. They were characterized as them that call on the Lord out of a pure heart. Could that honestly be said to be the distinguishing mark today of modern Christians? No doubt there are those who not only do not pray first, but neither later or hardly at all. In this day of advanced technology and apparent human self-sufficiency, perhaps even the most devout do not pray as they should. Prayer is nonetheless a very essential ingredient in the life of a Christian, regardless how we may neglect it. Remember what we said, until a Christian has prayed, the most important thing that a Christian can do is to pray. And remember that Paul said, I exhort therefore that first of all, supplications, prayers, intercessions, and giving of thanks be made for all men. 1 Timothy 2:1. Yes, let us pray first, and then we will have confidence to go from there on to what we have to do with the assurance that we're doing the right thing and that God is with us. Thank you for listening today.